I'm Bloomberg News editor Steve Biro, filling in for Greg Miles, editor of the Global Week Ahead podcast. Today, we'll focus on the emerging market meltdown and the Federal Reserve's annual meeting in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. With me is Bob Burgess, Bloomberg News executive editor for markets. Bob, welcome.
Thank you.
We watched emerging market currencies slump this past week as China manufacturing slowed and stocks around the world plunged. Currencies from Russia to Mexico to Malaysia were the worst performers against the dollar, while the Swiss franc, the euro, the yen were among the biggest gainers. So what is the outlook for the coming week, and what specific indicators will you be monitoring?
I think the market is really going to be focused on what is happening in emerging markets next week. It's not just their currencies. It's also their stock prices. The MSCI Emerging Markets Index is now in a bear market, down about 20% from its recent highs. Markets from Hong Kong to Taiwan to Brazil are all in bear markets. So it's just not the drop in currencies that are affecting markets. It's also the drop in stocks. A couple of things that the market will be focused on next week will be whether commodities and oil rebound or not, because that's really what's behind what we're seeing in emerging markets. A lot of these economies are dependent on commodities, raw material, but the Bloomberg Commodity Index is down itself almost 17% from its recent high, and that's having a major impact on their economies.
So do you expect any other countries to devalue their currencies?
Basically, any country that has a currency that is pegged to the U.S. dollar is probably a candidate for having their currencies devalued. You're talking currencies such as those from Nigeria, Mongolia. We're not talking about major economies, mm-hmm. but there are a number of them that are still pegged to the dollar.
Okay. Well, dollar bulls are betting that the Federal Reserve will raise interest rates this year. So do you think there'll be any more clarity after the annual Fed meeting in Jackson Hole this week?
What's going to make Jackson Hole different this year than past years is that the Fed chair is not going to be there. Janet Yellen has said she's not going to attend, so we'll have to see whether that takes any shine off the meeting or not. But what's notable is that the market has actually been cutting back their estimates of when the Fed may raise interest rates. The bond market right now is pricing in probably about a 30% chance that the Fed raises interest rates in September. A couple weeks ago, before this rout in emerging markets, the chances were about 50%. Mm-hmm. So it's come way back. And it's actually hurt the dollar. The dollar is not really doing all that well over the past week or two. It's actually down because of these estimates for when the Fed hikes is coming down. The other thing that the markets are really focused on is that investors don't really care about when the Fed raises interest rates. It's how high interest rates ultimately mm-hmm. get. That's what the markets are really looking for.
Okay. Well, we have some earnings coming up next week, some economic data. Anything piquing your interest there?
We'll be watching the GDP report out of the U.S. pretty closely. Our surveys show that the revisions are supposed to be pretty significant on the high side. The first estimate of second quarter GDP came in at about 2.3%. Our surveys show that economists are expecting that to be revised higher to 3.2%. That could be good news. But as always, you really got to look under the surface. And I think that investors are going to be looking at the components of GDP, such as what is happening with prices and what is happening to consumer spending, to get a real sense of just how strong the economy is. Inflation, you got to remember that inflation has been coming down. That's the opposite of what the Fed wants to see. And what's really notable is that the bond market is actually forecasting deflation over the next 12 months of about 1.5%. That is the most since the aftermath of the financial crisis back in early 2009.
Certainly is.
And that's all because of commodities coming down.
Exactly. Well, all right, Bob. Thank you very much. You can find the full print version of our week ahead on the Bloomberg Terminal at our top worldwide page or at NI Space Global Week. Our podcasts are also featured on Bloomberg.com and the Radio Plus Bloomberg app. I'm Steve Biro. Have a great week.